keep your Rolling Stones records. Any friend of Sasha Distan.
It's time for In What World with the Doyen of Talkback, Sparty.
But where do you go to, my lovely?
Oh, yes, Spartman. Good afternoon.
When you're alone.
Good afternoon, boys. How are you?
Oh, outstanding. Outstanding. But we'll
you're in
with
the car today, I can hear.
No, at the desk on the hands-free. Is it okay or not?
That's fine. It's fine.
Okay. So, gentlemen, we have unprecedented times, and that calls for an unprecedented version of IWFW/FA, FIB, Absolution. We need people to cleanse their soul. And this wonderful show is the conduit for that to happen.
Yep, totally agree.
There's a lot going on at home with the, you know, people are in lockdown. Everyone's getting on everyone's nerves. Got a lot of time to think about the sins of the past, Brian. Would you like to kick off?
Yeah, look, I was thinking about a lot of things that I've done, mostly as a child or as a kid. So I was 9 years of age, and me and Zachary Higgs, now Zachary Higgs lived opposite me. And we would hang out. We were part of the Silver Street gang. And what happened was we went and, as you do, we knocked off a pack of smokes. I would have knocked them off my older brother. And we went down to the Scout Hall in Bondi and proceeded to have a smoke. What happened next was not great. So we heard a ruckus and the security guard or someone was coming. And we threw the cigarettes under the stairs. They were still alight. And there was all these old... Now, the Eastern Suburbs used to have a paper called The Spectator. And it's a bit like the Wentworth Courier of the, say, your classifieds and your local trade. Well, that had been there for a long time, apparently, because it was quite dry. Cigarette, boom. Scout Hall, gone.
So the Spectator was witness.
Spectator. The Spectator was...
Sin.
Yeah, yes. Sin. And but then I found out later that they were knocking the Scout Hall down because the new police station was going in. So I basically did the council a favour, really.
Public service. Thoughts? Well done, Brian. Thoughts. Congratulations. And this is what happens when you cleanse.
I feel good.
Well done. Yeah, good on you. Joel, please articulate your story of woe.
Yeah, I pride myself on being a straight shooter, Sparty, and probably because I was scarred from an incident many years ago. I've only ever won one thing when it comes to a raffle, and maybe this is why. Maybe it's the karma gods of raffles teaching me this, but it was a Blue Light Disco many years ago in Lake Cargilligo, and my mum was organising it, and I had manipulated the raffle so that I would win. So I won that way back in probably the late 80s, I suppose, at Lake Cargilligo, the Blue Light Disco. The worst part is that this is a raffle karma because I hated the Bengals and it was a Bengals cassette tape, which I won. So a little bit of karma there, but I'd like to come clean that I did manipulate the raffle back in said time. Yeah, I do feel better
Thank you, Joel. Study. And next time when you're driving home and you've got 2WS on and Walk Like an Egyptian comes on, you will feel cleansed.
You will feel
like a new man.
Yes.
Well done to you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Brooksy. Now, Brooksy, can we just narrow it down to maybe the last couple of days with you?
I'm going to go back. No, I'm going back. I'm going back to 1999, year 12. Throughout my high school life, and mum generally listens to this show, so she's going to be finding out for the first time.
Oh, this is good.
So back in year two, I gave rugby league a bit of a go. Played really well, but came out with a few injuries on that. You know how you play
Gullard?
No, I definitely, it was my one, I played two club games for the Mona Vale Raiders against Narrabeen and Avalon. And yeah, I did well, but came up with a few injuries, may have shed a few tears during the game. Pretty much. So year 12 comes around, our rugby league team is playing in a gala day. Mum's never let me play, never signed a permission slip, ever.
Because what happened year
two? She didn't want me to play rugby league. She was like, "Oh, I think you're more of a basketballer. You're more of a soccer player." I'm like, "Oh, thanks, Mum. Cheers." Anyway,
Brooks, can I just quickly interrupt? Was it because you cried that you got banned, or because you were no good?
A bit of both. Bit of column A, bit of column B. So my team short the day before the gala. They're like, "Brooksy, we need you. We need an extra person to ride the pine." And I'm like, "Look, I'll see what I can do." Went to Mum. She was like, "No." Nah.
But you're in year 12.
Yeah, 17. I'm 17. So, yeah.
And it's been 10 years since you've strapped them on.
So what I did. So, yeah.
Wow.
And the boots. And then, so about midnight that night when everyone's gone to bed, I've gone and got my soccer boots and I've packed a little cheeky bag and I've taken it and I've gone to this gala day out at, I think it was down the Shire.
Yeah.
Come back. She was like, how was school? I was like, yeah, pretty good. Loved geography. I played in that gala day without a signed permission slip.
How'd you go?
Wow.
You went all right, scored a try against St. Greg's.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you know that Greg? Story of yours is very, very similar. Do you know the story of Craig Young? So Craig Young was a gun soccer player.
As in Albert?
Albert, yeah. And had never played rugby league, right? So he had made it to the Australian Schoolboys Trials for Canberra. He'd asked his dad to, because they wouldn't let him play rugby league, to sign on form to go on a school excursion. He said he was going down to do the Canberra trip. He was going down to trial for the Australian Schoolboys team, made the Australian Schoolboys team, may have even been captain, had never played rugby league before. And that's how Craig Young started his rugby league
Imagine
career.
Imagine Craig Young as a soccer player.
Yeah.
Imagine he was
a superstar.
But he was just like the king of thuggery.
Yeah.
And then he was part of that Division 21, I think, which was a police where any trouble in a country town, for example, this division would go down and flog the piss out of them.
Yes.
He tells a great story about Nettie Smith when they knew Nettie, obviously is no longer with us, that they got a tip off that he was about to rob a bank at Redfern and they came in and stopped it.
Wow.
So they were called in if the coppers couldn't handle it.
Wow. So, yeah.
Wow.
Anyway,
Brooksy, is that the first time you've ever said that? And will you get grounded by your mum tonight?
Yes, and I can't wait for this phone call.
Yeah. I'm really worried that nervous. You had soccer boots.
Yeah, were they molded with studs? Plastic studs?
Yeah. I think they were Adidas.
Molded.
All right, Gibbo, take us home.
Gibbo.
Oh, here we go. Yes. Punters.
So, g'day, Sparty.
Hey, mate.
I used to, probably when I was a few years younger, I used to wet the bed a few times if I've had a few too many drinks. And so I sort of got a bit of a bad rep for being a bed wetter. But I kept doing it at my sort of girlfriend's place. So I did it once, twice. Yeah. I had to replace the mattress twice. And she said, oh, you know, if you do it again, we're probably over.
So twice?
Yeah. Yeah, she stuck on for a while, but
so piss a lot.
Yeah, and then I thought I'd crack the code. I was never going to do it again. You know, just drink heaps of water beforehand. I woke up earlier before her at 5 a.m. and I'd done it again. And I was naked, and the bed was wet. And so before she woke up, I just got some water and put it all over her. And then so she wakes up and she thinks she's wet the bed.
Oh.
And so she never knew until this. Oh,
did it get
listening.
Raced at all?
No, she said she did. And I was like, you were really drunk last night.
Oh.
And then so she took the blame.
Wow.
And we were sweet for a couple of weeks, but then we broke up anyway. So there's no point to it.
I've got one question, Gibbo.
Yep.
IWFW/FA. Did you think a good idea to stop you wetting the bed was drinking a lot of water?
Yeah, I thought that too.
Well, I don't know. I thought it would just take away from all the alcohol. But yeah, it didn't. It didn't work.
No. Added to it.
No, it didn't, mate. May I add mine?
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Now, this is on the cusp of a bruising, but I don't care. In 1987, Liverpool Boys High were trying to be the first school to win the Allen Davidson Knockout Cricket Shield 3 years in a row. No other school had done it at that point. They have since, you know, Westfield and all that's come along. And we won the final, and I was in year 9, and my brother Griff was in year 12, right? Now, I'll just give you the stats. Someone took 4 for 20, 30 not out, and 2 catches in second slip, and he was in year 9. And someone got 62 not out and 2 catches behind the wickets, and he was in year 12, and at that point already playing first grade cricket and for, you know, New South Wales under 17s, etc.
Yeah, don't let me down, Bruce.
The Man of the Match award was given to the person who isn't me, and it was a county cricket bat. And I would like to, today, I would like to say I am very, very sorry to Griff and my family for rubbing out the O and the Y on the county cricket bat. I shouldn't have done it. It was immature. It shouldn't have been done. And I apologise.
Yes, very good.
There's my absolution. And I feel better already. Mm. I can tell that everyone, with the exception of perhaps Gibbo, who needs to think about his bed wetting, sort of the way to stop it, isn't to drink more liquids. Gibbo, yes. It just doesn't work, brother.
No.
It doesn't make any sense. But anyway, and I'm hoping that this can be the conduit for others to actually sit back, take a look and say, you know what? It's time.
Yep.
Today, it's time. I need to feel better.
Yeah, we'll leave
That's
you.
That's what I want.
We'll leave you with this one, Sparty, as they're starting to come tumbling through, and people know they're going to feel better by doing this. Yep. This one here probably sums it up. He says, "Gents, I confess, I'm not Ken from Kensington. I'm actually Clint from Cronulla. Cheers, Clint from Carrington."
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
so they, Sparty, should they call through on the Ryko Filters hotline 1300 01 1170, or should they text through? What's your advice?
I'm happy for you guys to run your show however you want. However, I think a combination of both would be lovely. But can I just put a little asterisk against this? If it's something that you can be retrospectively put in jail for, just keep it in the vault. I don't need today's today. That's not what today's about. Today's about stuff that, you know, you just need to free yourself. Let's not talk about, you know, getting rid of the E.H. Holden for an insurance job into the Parramatta River or something like that. Let's leave that where it is. Yeah, you know, let's leave it lying.
Yes. Right.
But, yeah, whatever. So I've actually got one more if we've got time. This is another one where I stitched my other brother up.
Mm.
Remember the good old 0055 phone calls that you used to be able to make, Brian? I'm sure you'd remember
those. I do, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, in 1985, my mum came in with the itemised phone bill and sat myself, my two brothers, and funnily enough, my dad down and said, "Listen, who's made the call to the 0055? It was $21.60 for 2 minutes and 48 seconds. I just said, "Nah, I've got no idea. Why would you do that? And it doesn't make any sense." I want to say today that it was me who called them Mauritian masseuse Maria.
MMM.
She took a cockeyed 12-year-old optimist to a place that he's never recovered from.
I think it's pronounced cockold.
Well, there's that as well. I've never been able to see a Maria and look at her in the way that I perhaps should since. I'm sorry to my eldest brother, Kel, that I blamed you, but given you had recently been embroiled in a, let's just say, supply of special magazines to the borders at St. Greg's on a sort of library basis and been found out for it, I felt that you were primed to be blamed. So I'm sorry, and Mauritian masseuse Maria, if you're out there, may God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah, God have mercy.
That's twofer. Yeah. We're both my brothers. I'm going to be able to look them in the eye when we can finally have a beer again.
Fitzy from the Gold Coast writes that he's actually Fitzy from the Gold Coast. Every time he texts, he says that he's someone from somewhere else, but he, unbeknownst to Fitzy, we actually see that he's Fitzy from the Gold Coast. So it's good for him for that to come up. But in the meantime, we better get to Stephen from Dapto. Sparty, I imagine this bloke could only be having to relieve himself of his sins. Thank you very much, Spartan.
Thank you, Bo.
Thanks, boys.